Page, there's all the recordings up until now. Okay, so we're at the very bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph. The scene is the Sneh, and then the aftermath of Matan Torah / the Egel Azav. So the Gemara says this is seven lines up. Upliga the Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. I'm Rabbi Yonasan. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Rabbi Yonasan Bischar Shlosha, Bischar Shalosh, rather Zachal Shalosh. So that Moshe, actually, in the previous slide in the Gemara, had said that Hashem was very frustrated with him, that he was recalcitrant at the Sneh, and therefore Moshe was punished with Lo Yirani Adam V'Chai, because Hashem had, you know, called him over, you know, initially, and now he was meant to pay the price. So Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yonasan, took a different perspective on that. Bischar Shalosh, Zachal Shalosh. Bischar by Yester Moshe Panav, that when Moshe was really afraid to come close to Hashem in the Sneh, and he therefore hid from Hashem. That's chus that Moshe instinctively, you know, had. This is, you know, well before Moshe's transformation into the Ish HaLokim, as we think about in these parshios. You know, Moshe instinctively knew that there was something very sanctified about the Sneh, and he, you know, he therefore felt, you know, almost unworthy of coming there and afraid. Just like, you know, when Rivka saw Yitzchak, you know, Vatikachat Tzaiv Vatiskas, she had an instinctive sense that there was Kedusha. That's a very important feature in a person, to instinctually sense, you know, when a person should, you know, literally cover themselves in terms of Tznius because of the presence of Shechina. Yitzchak Avinu brought that, and that's why Rivka covered herself. And same thing here, Zachal Klaster Panim. So later on, much later on, you know, in terms of Moshe's personal development, even though, you know, chronologically it was only a little bit later, so Moshe was zochet to klaster panim, he was zochet to the karnei hod. Bischar ki yarei, because the pasuk says, v'yester Moshe panav, ki yarei labid alokim, bischar ki yarei, zach alav, vayiru migesh esay lav. So, because he had awe, then people had awe of him, bischar, this is a continuation of the pasuk, v'yester Moshe panav, ki yarei labid, El Halokim mehabit zacha leutumunas Hashem yabit. That of course is the pasuk in Bahaloscha when Moshe, you know, is being differentiated from other neviim. You know, the parsha of Miriam and Aaron, and they're told lochin avdi Moshe b'chol beisinem manu pel pe'at abrav amar velo b'chidos utumunas Hashem yabit. Okay, so Vasi Rosi es kapi v'raisa sachorai, right? You can't see my face. V'raisa sachorai. I'm Rav Chana bar Bizna, Rav Shimon Chasidah, Malame, Tzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Kesher Shel Tefillin. I remember we established before what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Tefillin said. So, you know, you showed him the Kesher Shel Tefillin, Me'achorai, right? The Kesher Shel Tefillin over here. Right, so that's an important thing. I should just note, you know, we always talk about how the Rav felt very strongly that people should keep their minhagim. So there are only two issues that the Rav felt you know, weren't really legitimate minhagim. One of them is people have the minhag, quote unquote. You hear Rabbi Adler talk about this at length. You know, of not eating in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Of course, you don't make a bracha, but the Gemara says Yisuvi Yasvinan Bruchelo Mevarchinan. We're coming to that time of year, so the Rav obviously felt that you couldn't have a minhag that conflicted with the Gemara. A minhag can't contradict the Gemara. That's the definition. So, you know, he would tell his Talmidim that they should, you know, when they, you know, opened up their own family, so to speak, they you know, shouldn't make a fight in the family, but they should certainly eat in the Sukkah and Shemini Atzeres at the Bracha. And the other one was the Kesher Shel Tefillin, in terms of people actually had a square instead of a Dalad. The Rav thought that was just a misinterpretation. The Kesher Shel Tefillin Meruba means that the legs of the Dalad should actually be equal, not that there should actually be a square. So the Rav thought that that was not an acceptable minhag either. So the Kesher Shel Tefillin, it's an important idea. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, called Dibra Dibra Shiatzim, Bibi HaKadosh Baruch Lotova, Afilu Al Tanai, Lo Chazerbo. Right? We talked a little bit about this recently, that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu says something good, it never comes back. The one example that possibly conflicts with this was the Gemara regarding Chorban Bayis Rishon that we talked about, where initially it said that Tzadikim would be marked with the Tav Shel Dio as opposed to the Tav Shel Dam, and therefore they would live. But even then, the Gemara says they really weren't innocent because Hayilahem Limchos Velomichu, they didn't object to the behavior of that generation, and therefore they were guilty by association. The Rambam says, Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Dalad, yesterday's Perek in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, that one of the four avonos that's so serious that a person doesn't even get the opportunity to do tshuva, in my speaking, Yad Lasos Tshuva, is a person who should have given tochacha to others and didn't, particularly to people in their families. But the Rambam says, Bichlal Lavzeh, you know, people who could have had an influence on society. Okay, but generally speaking, the rule is, a davar tov is not choser even if the tnai is not mekuyim. Shenemar harif many vashvidim v'asos chalagoy atzim. Afagav deba Moshe rachmi alei demilso batlas. Even though Hashem didn't end up destroying the Jewish people, Moshe was still zocha to become a goy atzim. Afilu hachi ukma v'zari. Shenemar, as it says in Divrei Yom, b'nei Moshe gerishem v'Eliezer. V'yu b'nei Eliezer rechavya harosh b'nei rechavya ravul amala. So language of revia. Tani Rav Yosef Lamala Mishishim Ribo Asya Revia Revia Ksiv Hacha Ravu Lamalu Ksiv Hasa Bnei Yisrael Paru Vayishvitzu Vayirbu. Okay, so the Jewish people became very numerous. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Yishim Yochai Miyom Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Asa Olam Lahu Adam Shekara Lahu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon Ad Shabar Avram Avinu Kira Hu Adon Shenemar Vayomer Adonai Elohim Bama Eda Ki Rashena. So Amar Rav After Nilo Nana Bishpil Avram Shenemar Vetashma Elohim Tfilas Abdecha Bel Tachanuna Ver Panecha Migdashcha Shemem Lamad Adonai Lamancha Mibayilei. Right. It's Hashem is in the second person throughout the pasuk. El Laman Avraham Shekraacha Adon. That Daniel was actually appealing to Chosavos. It's a pasuk that, of course, appears multiple times in Arislichos. So I want to explain this in just a moment. But the Bali Atosos are very confused by this. They say, really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, had never been called the Adon first. What about Noach? When you know, Noach says Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem. So the Bali Atosos say this is Lashon Adnos. Avram was the first one to use Lashon Adnos, and then they say, but is this really the first time? Because this appears in the Torah after another pasuk where Avram seems to have used this language. This is the second question in Tosos. This is the third line. V'im tomar amay lo maisi kra, Hashem Elokim mati ten li, v'anochi holich ariri, v'en meshek beisi u demesek Eliezer. So Tosos says, this long Tosos, that really that parsha, after the Milchemes Dalet Malachim, really occurred after the Bris Beit Ambisarim. So the Gemara chose the chronologically first pasuk, even though the Chumash comes a little bit later. So Tosus basically says freely here, Ein Muktim Muchar B'Torah. So this is a very important Tosus in Shas, because Tosus here confirms the view of Rashi, Ala Torah, that Ein Muktim Muchar B'Torah can be said in many cases. Remember, the Ramban strenuously objects to this. The Ramban says the only time we really say Ein Muktim Muchar B'Torah is when the Torah itself goes out of order, like the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar is in Parshas Iyar, B'chad L'chodesh HaShini, B'shana HaShiniz, let's say some verses family more, and then Parshas Baloscha, you know, eight chapters later, they're offering the Karban Pesach, so you have to say in Muktam Muchar, because the Torah itself goes out of order. So here at Bali Atosis, you should just know, the Bali Atosis and Brachos basically agree with Rashi's understanding that we can say in Muktam Muchar B'Torah much more liberally than the Ramban. But what is this pshat in terms of Avram being the first one to kira o Adon? That we'll understand in a second. So we saw in the previous amich. Right, first the panim shel zam have to go. Right, and Rashi points out, but here in the Chumash, that she said that she got more than her chela because he divided by four, so she should have three, and now she has four. So what's the pshat in Leah? What's the pshat in Avram? I think it's both the same. When we say that Leah was the first one to give hodah, and this is an extremely important, foundational issue in Hakara Satov, that Leah never really got what she wanted. Why did she call all her children what she called them? What did she really want in life? Right, she wanted the attention of Yaakov. Rasha Misanyi, right? Shema Hashem ki snua anochi ata pam yilavei shi elai. So Yehuda Pam Odes Hashem. Why? Because all of a sudden she was equivalent to Rachel? Of course not. But the point is, she realized that, you can't wait to give Hakaras HaTov until you have everything that you want. The definition of Hakaras HaTov means, I appreciate what I have. That's I think, goof of the pshat with Avram. When we say that Avram was the first one to use Lashon Adnos, I don't know that he was the first one in history to use Lashon Adnos, but to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim by calling Kadosh Baruch Hu Adon, even though Avram had plenty of reason to doubt HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to doubt, the promises that were made to him, right? After all, the pasuk which is cited, and Bali Atosis is so confused, why cite this pasuk but not the other pasuk? But this pasuk is b'mayida ki irashena, that even as Avram is l'chora expressing doubt, as to how he knows he's really going to get the land of Israel, right? He doesn't have any children at this point. There's been all kinds of ups and downs, and he's yet still referring to Hashem as the Adon. Is that even in his greatest moment of doubt, and he wants a sign, and that's where you get the Bris Beit Ambisarim. He wants a covenant with Hashem that Hashem is really going to come through. He's still, refers to Hashem as the Adon. And that's very similar to Leah, right? That even when she didn't have what she wanted. So I think that's what the Gemara means, is that Avram's Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim B'Lashon Adnos is qualitatively better because he wasn't Mikabel Ol Malchus Shemayim because Hashem did everything that he wanted, and therefore, he was willing to accept Hashem's Malchus, and you know, Gufa, the same issue with Leia. Okay, now this next Gemara is very fascinating, where, you know, we have the Leia Esav connection based on the Gemara Bava Basra, Kuf Chaf Gimel. So the, you know, that Leia was destined for Esav, and of course Yaakov was destined for Rachel, a lot of evidence there. So Leia, you know, was davening, Vinei Leia Rakos, the Gemara Bava Basra, quoted by Rashi La Torah, talks about how Leia was davening that she shouldn't end up with Esav, and that's how, you know, the whole situation emerged with Leia and Rachel and Yaakov being together. So Reuven, Amr Blazar, Amr Leia, Reuma, Bein, Bini, Leven, Chami. Right? See how different my son is than Esav. Dilu, Ben, Chami, Afal, Gad, Midat, Ezav, Nebuchi, Rusei, Tichsei, Vayim, Kars, Bechor, Sol, Yaakov, Chazum, Aksiv, Bei, Vayistam, Esav, Esav, Yaakov, Ksiv, Vayom, Rachi, Karashma, Yaakov, Ek, Venizef, Amayim, Vilu, Bini, Afal, Gad, Del, Karach, Shak, Yosef, Bechi, Rusei, Minei, Dichsiv, Vechalo, Yitzue, Aviv, Nana bechorasliv na Yosef afilu hachilu ikni bei dechsev vayishma Reuven vayatzilei meyadam. Says, look at the amazing contrast between Reuven and Yaakov, right? That Yaakov, Reuven and Esav rather. So Esav lost the bechorat Yaakov because he willfully sold it. Okay, you know, I don't know, so Yaakov the most ethical behavior there in terms of the nizid adashim. That's for another time, right? And you know, and yet Esav was, you know, by the end plotting to kill Yaakov. And when it comes to Reuven's behavior, you know, Reuven didn't willfully give up the bechorah, right? He obviously committed a sin. Vayelech Reuven vayishkav as Bilha pilegesh aviv. And the point is that even though he lost the bechorah to Yosef, and Rabbi Kivager says, you know, it's interesting here. It sounds like he lost the bechorah to Yosef even before mechiras Yosef, and Baba Basra. It seems like he came much after. That's the comment of Rabbi Kivager here in this Gemara. The afilu hachilu ikni bay. Nonetheless, Reuven never held it against Yosef, and in fact saved Yosef's life. Yosef was going to be lynched. Remember, it says vayisnuakru elav lahamisao. The brothers were going to kill him. Vayishma Reuven vayatzileu miadam vayomer lo nakenu nafesh. Right, that we shouldn't lynch him. You can throw him into the pit, but you're not allowed to actually kill him. Okay, so Rus, my Rus, I'm Rabbi Yochanan Shezachsa v'yatzim imena David shayur l'kadosh baruch hu v'shiras v'tishbachos. Minala and Dishmagarim, how do we know that, you know, Rus and the name causes us? Amr Abilazar, Amr Kra, Vechu Chazim, Ifalos Hashem, Asher Sam, the actual word is Shamos, Ba'aretz, Altikri Shamos, Ella Shemos, right? The Shemos can be Gorim. Amr Abiyochanan, Mishim, Abishim, and Yilchai, Kashat Haber, Zorav, Isach, Bezos, Adam, Yosem, Yilcham, Zgogum, Bagog, Shinemar, Mizmar, David, Barachim, and Yav, Shalom, Beno, Ksiv, Basrei, Hashem, Rabu, Tzarai, Rabim, Kami, Malai. Ve'ilu gavim el chames gogu mago ksiv lamarag shugoyim lumim miagurik ve'ilu marabu tzarai lo ksiv. And a very important lesson that, you know, Shalom Bayis is so important that Tarbus Rab is Elchbeso Shal Adam, David's dealing with Avshalom, he considered to be a greater tzara than milchames gogu mago. Nothing's more important than Shalom Bayis, right? Mochin es Hashem Hagadol, also Shalom ben Ish Leishto. You know, Ner Beso is kodem the Ner Chanukah, even though Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah chaviva hiad ma'od. So this is one of those ideos that you have to have in your back pocket in terms of the significance of Shalom Bayis. Kasha tabris rosh, besoch beso shel adam, yoser mechames gogo magog. That should be, you know, margula befumecha. Mizmor l'David baruchum in the av shalom beno. Mizmor l'David, kina l'David mi ba'ile. What David is singing about being exiled by his own son. So Amar b'shem im avishalom mashlam adar v'dom el adam shi'atzel av shtar chov kodem sheperao haya etze, haya atzuv, or la'achar sheperao sameach. Avkein David, kevin shem l'kadosh baruch, hinini mikim alecha ra mi beisecha haya atzev. Amar shema eved hu mamzer hu delochia salai. Kevin dechazad Avshalom hu sameach mishum hachi amar mizmor. So the Gemara has a deep insight here. Why is David singing, you know, in the midst of Avshalom's rebellion? So David had already been told by Hashem, and he knew it would come true, that as a result of the sin of Bathsheba, that he was going to be punished with a very severe onesh, that hinini mekim alecha ra misoch beisecha. And, you know, he was always nervous what that would look like. It could always have been worse. Once he knew that it was Avshalom, you know, he had a little bit of relief. So that's true in life in general. When you have something hanging over your neck, you know, you don't really know what it's going to look like. It's very stressful. When it actually comes, it's usually not as bad as the anxiety of awaiting it. You can stick it in the eye of Rishayim in this world. So a person who Shomer Torah, Pasuk in Mishlei says, should attack the Rishayim, right? Oave Hashem, sin ura, right? That there's this kind of antipathy towards wickedness. Tanya mihachi, Rabbi Dusai, Rabbi Masan Omer, much of his garbage, Rabbi Shayim, Bala Mazesh, Nemer, Ozvi Sora, Yahalu Rasha. It sounds like it's a heter, but you don't have to. Vimach Shachadam Lomar, Vaksiv, Altitkar Bim Reim, Altikani Beose Avla, and Morlo, Mishalibo Nokvo. So the Gemara says, if you're anxious, you don't have to do it, but you can take on the Rishayim. So Omer Cain, Ela Al Titcha Mereim Lios Kemereim Al Tekana Beosi Avla Lios Kosi Avla. So we say that don't be like them, but you don't necessarily have to confront them. Omer Al Yikani Libcha Bechatayim Kim Biras Hashem Kol Yom. Iniv Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Imarisa Rasha Shasham Mishalcheket Slo Al Tiskaribo. If you see a Rasha is being very successful, so you shouldn't start up with him. Shenamar Yachilu Duracha Becholeis Velo Od Ela Shazocha Bedin. It's not going to go well. Shenamar Marom Mishpatech Minegdo Velo Od Ela Sharoa Bitzarav. Shenamar Kol Tzarav Yapiach Bahem. So Gemara says, Lokasha, Habi Milei Today, if it's just a matter of taking on the Rasha for your own matters, you should maybe be careful because you see Hasham Isachek Esla, you see that the person is doing well. Habi Milei Dishmaya. But if it's Milei Dishmaya, you know, if it's Kvod Shemayim, which is at stake, so you have to put yourself at risk for Kvod Shemayim. If you Iba Yisema, Habi Habi Milei Dishmaya, Lokasha, Habi Rasha Shasham Isachek Esla, Habi Rasha, So maybe the difference isn't between Milei today and Milei Dishmaya. Maybe the difference is when it comes to you see that he's really on a roll. So one answer is that a tzaddik gamor can stick it to the rishayim, but somebody who's not a tzaddik gamor, so he should be concerned about the avono shabiyado. And then Gemara comes back to that idea that Shem is Lachekis Lo is a little bit different. Okay, just two more lines. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Kol HaKoveh HaMakom L'Tvila. So we already talked about Elokei Avram Be'ezro, Eyanah Ve'Chassid, because Avram's Kviyas Makom L'Tvila happened to be Dafka with a Tvila that wasn't answered. So it, you know, related to his basic sense of commitment to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It related to his sense of anivus, that he didn't feel entitled, that Hashem had to answer all his tefilos, etc., etc. Kol kovei makom l'tefila, so oivav nofam tachtav, shenamar v'samti makom l'am l'Yisrael tativ, v'shachin tachtav v'lo yirgaz od, v'lo yosifu b'nei avla lanoso kasher barishona. Rav Huna rami ksiv lanoso, ksiv l'chaloso. So initially, you know, the initial vision, when the Beis HaMikdash was built, the idea was that the Jewish people weren't going to suffer at all. And then it says that at least we shouldn't be destroyed. So the Gemara says it was a matter of lowered expectations. Bitchila la'anoso. Initially, when the Beis HaMikdash was built, the hope was that we wouldn't suffer any more inoy at all. And then after it was clear that we would, because we didn't deserve it, ksiv luvasof l'chaloso. In the end, we just, you know, we're davening that we shouldn't be utterly annihilated. One line, Amar Yochanan, Mishim, Rabbi Shimon, Yochai, Gdola, Shimusha, Shal Torah, Yosher, Milimuta. Very difficult line to understand. Shnemar, Po Elisha, Ben Shafat, Asher, Yatzak, Mayim, Alidei, Eliyahu, that Elisha was Misharis, his Rebbe, Eliyahu. Lamad, Lonemar, Eli Yatzak. Malamich, Gdola, Shimusha, Yosher, Milimuta. Very difficult line. Obviously, Talmud Torah is Kenegi Kulam. What do we mean, Gdola, Shimusha, Yosher, Milimuta? What does it mean that it's better to serve Tamid Chachamim? So basically, through a kash of Rabbi Kiv Eger, we could come up with a very, I think, important answer. Rabbi Kiv Eger says, you know, look, if you look in Tosas and Ksubis and Daf Yud Zayin, there the Gemara talks about Mevatlin Talmud Torah Lo Tzas Hameis Ulachnasas Kala, that we stop learning Torah for purposes of taking care of a dead body. So there's a story of Rabbi Akiva, which is brought by Tosvos, where Rabbi Akiva carried a dead body in a very significant distance and buried the dead body. So when he came before Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua, his Rebbeim, they said it was a kilu shofech damim on every step. So the normal way that this is interpreted is that a meis mitzvah is kone mikomo, and therefore once the person, you have to bury him where he's dead. The smak, which is quoted in Tosas Ksuvas Daf Yud Zayin, says that wasn't the issue. The problem that they were pointing out was not a din of bittul Torah, but that Rabbi Akiva was very early on in his learning, and it was tchilas tashmisho in front of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And what he was being criticized for was interrupting his service of his Rebbeim at that point in time. So it could mean that when we say gadol shimusha yoser milimuda, it has to do with the mitzvah of dveikus b'Hashem. We know it's Hashem okecha tira, we know that you're mizdabik b'Hashem al yedei talmidei chachamim, so basically you're not supposed to interrupt your dveikus b'Hashem. And in that way, gadol shimusha yoser milimuda, the sense of dveikus through shimush might be a little bit greater than limud. And that's why the Gemara says, you could be mevatel talmud Torah, you could mevatel study for hotzas hameis and achnasas kala, because the basic mechayiv in hotzas hameis and achnasas kala, the mechayiv of chesed is valachta bedrachav, is to be more like Hashem, and ultimately have a greater sense of dveikus b'Hashem. You can stop learning Torah for that, but according to the sheet of the smak in Tosas Ksuvas Yedayin, you can't be mevatel shimush haTorah for that, because the mechayiv of shimush haTorah is dveikus b'Hashem. So it wouldn't make sense to be, you know, mafsik, Dveikus Bashem for the sake of Dveikus Bashem. So Gadol Shimusha Yosem Milimuda might really be just a din in Dveikus Bashem as opposed to the objective worth of the mitzvah, because nothing could be more meaningful and more valuable than Talmud Torah. Okay, we'll hold it up here.